WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. Meta says it is focused on continuing to disrupt emerging cybersecurity threats, including perception hacking efforts that could attempt to create unjustified fears about the security of U.S. elections, according to ABC News. In its new quarterly adversarial threat report, the company details how it took action on two cyber espionage operations and removed three networks that were engaging in coordinated inauthentic behavior campaigns that seek to manipulate public debate. Since 2019, Meta claims to have successfully disrupted the activities of coordinated networks aimed at manipulating users with fake accounts using coordinated inauthentic behavior. The Association of German Chambers of Industry and Commerce, otherwise known as the DIHK, was the target of a massive cyber attack, forcing it to shut down all of its IT systems, as well as telephones, email servers, and digital services, computing reports. The DIHK is a coalition of 79 chambers that represent commercial, industrial, and service-related businesses in Germany. More than 3 million companies, from small stores to major enterprises, are among its members. Officials remain unsure of how long the shutdown will last, though IT experts are presently working to resolve the issue. From the record, missile maker MBDA appeared to confirm a breach of data related to its business, but denied claims that its networks were compromised. Instead, the company said information advertised by cybercriminals online came from an external hard drive. The poster, coming from a group known as Adrastia, claimed to have 60 gigabytes of data containing information about employees and projects the company worked on with the Ministry of Defense of the European Union. MBDA has since begun working with the Italian police to investigate the full scale of the incident. The full impact of a data breach at Prince Edward Island's largest arts center is now clear, according to CTV News. The ransomware attack on the Confederation Center of the Arts was first reported in January, though at the time, details of the incident remained unknown. However, a recently completed investigation confirmed about 3,000 people were exposed, including their names, email addresses, dates of birth, and social security numbers. Those affected have since been offered credit monitoring and insurance services. The UK's fifth largest architectural practice, Shepherd Robson, which has 374 UK staff across offices in Manchester, Glasgow, and London, was forced to disconnect its systems from the internet after noticing unusual activity on its network, Architects Journal reports. While the practice has since recovered access to its servers, officials did not say whether they believe information was stolen. However, it was confirmed that the hackers attempted to extort a ransom, which was not paid. From the US Department of Justice, the former owner of a T-Mobile retail store in Eagle Rock, California, was found guilty by a jury of 14 federal criminal charges related to a scheme to enrich himself by stealing T-Mobile employee credentials and illegally accessing the company's internal computer systems to illicitly unlock and unblock cell phones. 44-year-old Argishti Kudavardayan allegedly advertised his fraudulent unlocking services through brokers, email solicitations, and websites such as unlocks247.com. Kudavardayan obtained $25 million as a result of his criminal activities, most of which was used to pay illegally for real estate properties. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.